Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. Have you ever had or heard of brief, intense, negative emotions associated with breastfeeding? That is called dysmorphic milk ejection reflex, and I'm going to break it down for you in this shorty episode. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, thank you for spending some time with me today. So this is a shorty episode. These episodes are about 10 minutes. I release them on Thursdays and they cover a topic or I share something that's on my mind. And today I want to talk about something called DMER or dysmorphic milk ejection reflex. And I've had a podcast guest on once who had this happen, and that was the first time I'd heard of it, and that's in like my 20 years of practice. And then I also recently had someone reach out to me on Instagram. Her handle is demer.md, demer.md, and her description of her profile says, I'm an OBGYN resident physician and had DMER and didn't know it. Now I'm on a mission to spread the word. It's real and you're not alone. And once I hear things a couple times, then it triggers me to say, hey, this is something that people need to know about. So we're going to talk about, you're going to learn about DMER in this episode today. And I learned some things too. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to share something that I'm doing at the end of this month. On Tuesday, April 30th, I am teaching my birth plan class live, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. And the right way is a way that actually works to help you have the birth that you want. I love teaching live. It always excites me to be able to interact with people in a live format. And by live, I mean virtual, but still live. We still get to interact. And at the end of the class, I'm going to stick around for 30 minutes for a Q&A session where I will answer any of your questions about pregnancy and birth. The class is completely free. You can sign up at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. I cannot wait to see you there. Okay, so let's get into DMER or dysmorphic milk ejection reflex. So this is a condition that's experienced by lactating women and individuals where they feel a sudden, brief, and intense negative emotional response just before milk let down or release. This reflex is completely involuntary, this intense negative response. and it usually lasts for only a short period of time, and it resolves once milk flow begins. And the emotions that are experienced can vary from person to person, but often include feelings of anxiety, sadness, irritability, dysphoria, which is just a general feeling of unease or dissatisfaction. And again, the emotions typically arise very abruptly and very intensely, specifically in the moments preceding milk release. And once milk flow begins, then the negative feelings usually dissipate pretty quickly. Now, this is not postpartum depression. It's different from that. It's directly tied to the physiologic process of milk ejection, and it's not indicative of a more or bigger mental health issue. So as far as what causes DEMER, the cause is not yet fully understood, but it's believed to be related to fluctuations in dopamine levels. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter in the brain that plays a role in regulating mood and emotions. And during breastfeeding or even milk expression with pumping, the hormone oxytocin is released to stimulate the letdown or release of milk from the breast. And in folks with DEMER, it's hypothesized that there may be a temporary drop in dopamine levels just before the release of oxytocin, and that leads to a sudden onset of negative emotions. Once the milk release begins and dopamine levels return to normal, then the negative feelings typically subside pretty quickly. Now, how common is DEMER? Well, dysmorphic milk ejection reflex is considered relatively rare compared to other breastfeeding related issues. The exact prevalence rates are not well established because it may often go undiagnosed or unrecognized, but it's estimated that DEMER affects about 5-10% of lactating women and individuals. And because it involves that transient and intense negative emotional response, specifically tied to the milk ejection reflex during breastfeeding, it may not always be recognized as a separate phenomenon from more common postpartum mood disorders like postpartum depression or anxiety. Now, despite its rarity, DEMER can have a really significant impact on the breastfeeding experience for those who have it. I can't understate, like, this is extremely intense. It can be very distressing, even though it only happens for a short time. So it can have a huge impact on the breastfeeding experience. As you can imagine, this is something that's supposed to be associated with positive feelings and bonding with your baby. So when you have this sudden, intense, negative emotion associated with it, even if it's brief, that can be quite distressing. Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant, free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra-premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm, because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. So what does the course of DEMER look like in terms of what people can expect if they experience it? So dysmorphic milk ejection reflex can vary. For some, it may be a transient phenomenon that resolves on its own over time, particularly as breastfeeding patterns stabilize and hormonal fluctuations stabilize. In these cases, You may experience it only during the early stages of lactation and then find that those negative emotions diminish or even disappear as breastfeeding continues. However, for others, DMER may persist throughout the duration of lactation. So whenever you're breastfeeding, and it can happen with every single breastfeeding session, it can also come back during a future pregnancy potentially. Some factors that may contribute to it continuing to happen or recurring in a future pregnancy are stress, fatigue, and hormone changes. So how exactly do we diagnose DMER? Well, diagnosing it typically involves a really thorough assessment of your breastfeeding experience and emotional responses, specifically during milk ejection. So since DMER, again, is primarily characterized by that sudden, intense negative emotion, specifically before milk letdown, a really clear and detailed history and asking specific questions is crucial. We also want to make sure that we look for other potential causes of negative emotions during breastfeeding, like postpartum depression, anxiety, or difficulties with breastfeeding, like latching, that are actually unrelated to DMER, but important to also treat. One thing that is absolutely crucial is that you need to work with a healthcare provider, a lactation consultant, or a physician with experience in breastfeeding medicine, or a mental health professional who has experience in lactation and in mental health, because it's really crucial to ask those specific questions to get an accurate diagnosis and tailor your management. I can tell you that your OBGYN is very likely not going to be helpful with diagnosing this. As I said, I've been in practice for a long time, and I just recently heard of this within the last year or so. And quite frankly, OBGYNs don't get much training about breastfeeding in general. We're not going to be very helpful with helping with breastfeeding problems at all. So this is not something that you're going to get a lot of help with from your OBGYN. You really need to see an experienced lactation consultant or professional. Now, as far as how DMER is treated, it involves managing the negative emotional symptoms experienced during breastfeeding or breast pumping, because it can happen during pumping also. There's no specific cure for it, but there are some strategies that can help alleviate the effects and improve the overall breastfeeding experience. So some approaches to consider that may work. One is education and support, acknowledging that this condition exists and that there's nothing wrong with you because you have these negative emotions associated with breastfeeding is really, really huge. Just to validate that this is normal and doesn't make you, you know, bad mother or crazy or anything like that. So validation is really key. And then some coping strategies that can help are relaxation techniques like deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, mindfulness meditation to help manage stress and anxiety with DMER episodes. Just like anything else, healthy lifestyle habits like moving your body on a regular basis, adequate sleep and nutrition can help support your overall health. Psychotherapy, whether that is individual therapy or group therapy, can help to explore your feelings, again, validate things, help you develop coping strategies, address any underlying emotional issues that may be contributing to DMER. In some cases, medication may be prescribed, particularly SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These are commonly used to treat depression. Some common SSRIs are Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa. Sometimes we time the medication to be given right before breastfeeding sessions that may help diminish the effects of DMER. And then, of course, we have to look at optimizing breastfeeding overall, making sure we're addressing any latch problems, any milk supply problems, any pain during breastfeeding, to make sure we're minimizing any additional stress or discomfort during the breastfeeding sessions to help reduce the severity of DMER symptoms. And then finally, sometimes treatment involves stopping breastfeeding. Some people find that stopping breastfeeding is going to be the best thing for them in order to show up as their best selves. Because remember, in order for your baby to be healthy, you have to be healthy. And if breastfeeding is causing you too much intense distress, that's what happened with the person I interviewed on my podcast, then maybe stopping breastfeeding will be the right decision for you. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. All right, so there you have it. I am curious, have you ever heard of Deamer? Did you experience Deamer? Let me know on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. I would love to hear from you. Also, please join me on Tuesday, April 30th for my live class, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. I cannot wait to see you there. Sign up for it at drnicolerankins.com/birthplan. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.